Welcome, everyone, to Authors on the Air. I'm your host, Pam Stack. We're proud to be part of the Authors on the Air Global Radio Network. I want to do a few announcements today of books that have released this week. The first one is by Brenda Magritte, who is going to be my guest in an hour. Her book is called Allegro Court, Contemporary Romance. It's really cute. The next is by Mark Cameron and Open Carry. I also have a new book out that I've been reading by Melissa McClone, Love on the Slopes. I swear the woman writes a book every single week. And last but not least, Frank Ruffalo has a new book called Stuck in Traffic, and it is about human trafficking. I am supposed to have Mark Cameron on the show with me, but he's out somewhere in the boonies and can't make a connection to the studio, but I do want to tell you a little bit about him in the event he can hopefully get caught up with us. For those of you who don't know Mark, he is a New York Times bestselling author. He is the author of the Jericho Quinn thriller series. His short stories have appeared in the Saturday Evening Post and Boys Life magazine. He also was chosen in 2016 to continue to write the Jack Ryan series for the Tom Clancy Estate. An interesting thing about him is that he is a former Chief Deputy U.S. Marshal, who spent nearly 30 years in law enforcement, crisscrossing North America everywhere and dozens and probably more points than he can tell us. He has a black belt in jiu-jitsu. He is a thrill seeker. He's a certified scuba diver. He is a man-tracking instructor to police and civilians. He's an avid sailor. He scuba dives. He loves motorcycle riding and everything boats. He lives in Alaska with his wife and his big old BMW motorcycle. I wish that I could tell you he'd be on this show right now, but for some reason he's in the boonies and we cannot connect. So I will tell you about his book Open Carry, which is the first in a series of a new character named Arliss Cutter. Arliss is a man tracker. He's a U.S. Marshal, raised in the Florida swamplands, which I love because, hello, I was raised in Miami, 30 minutes from the Florida swamplands. He honed his skill in the military, he fought in the Middle East, and worked 3 field positions for the Marshal Services. So when it comes to tracking someone down, Arliss Cutter is the man. So I'm going to try one more time to see if I can get through to Mark. Bear with me because I'm really hopeful this is going to work. I think it will. But in the meantime, you know all about him. You're even going to hear me calling him here from the studio. Please answer your phone, Mark. Let's see if we can get through to him. Whoops. Nope, can't do it. Can't do it. It's called failed. So what I'm going to do is I think because we can't get Mark on the phone and he's really he's just a terrific writer and he's a friend, I'm going to call this a night and we're going to go ahead and reschedule him for later on. In the meantime, I'll be back in about an hour to talk to a new author. Thanks for being with me and I'll talk to you soon.